perhaps the last place you'd expect to find a FEMA team, or at a Ventura nursery. But if you think about it for a minute, it makes sense. People who lost their homes in the Thomas, Whittier, Sherpa, Holiday, and Woolsey fires in the Montecito debris flow are not only rebuilding their houses, but also re-landscaping their property.
Defensible space is simply that safety envelope about your house or property. If a fire would come, there's that grace period, I call it a grace period, that prevents the fire from continuing to ignite and cause further damage. And so we encourage folks, move the plant and the vegetation away from the home, away from wooden fences and those kinds of things.
Pam Campbell is with FEMA. She says you, of course, want to re-landscape, but they want people to be smart about how they do it.
With enough fire, everything's going to burn, but we are saying if you remove the ignition sources, the fuel sources, then you have a better chance of surviving it. It doesn't mean that you have to completely clear everything, but if you look at the defensible space, you want to have minimal plantings.
So the FEMA team is set up at the Green Thumb Nursery in Ventura, passing out literature and advice on re-landscaping. The nursery's Richard Flowers, yes, his last name is really Flowers, says people in the unfortunate position of having to re-landscape can make the most of it by picking drought and fire-resistant plants. Flowers has an example.
This is a little ground cover plant. It's called Diamondia, or silver carpet, because it grows very low. Because of the leaves, they're small leaves. They don't burn very quickly. They have lower volume of foliage, so it's not like a like brush. There's less area for it to burn. It doesn't require much water because of the leaf size.
As he displays some other plants, the certified nursery expert says there's a number of them which can be beautiful, yet fire resistant.
This particular one is going to give you a pink flower. This is one of the California native yarrows. It grows like a little mat. The flowers will come up from the plant all summer long. It'll give you blooms. Even though the top may burn away, but it's the roots. They sprout back up.
Flowers says some plants even include fire as a part of their life cycle, allowing them to survive blazes.
A lot of these natives, you know, they sprout back. They're called fire followers. And they sprout back. After a fire, it encourages new growth. It's part of their ecology. This one right here, this is called Mexican heather or false heather. It's kind of a subtropical plant. Moderate water needs. Doesn't get too large. It's kind of like a little sub-shrub. Gets to be about maybe 2 to 3 feet high.
FEMA's Kitty Lyon says fire victims are understandably overwhelmed by having to deal with everything from getting plants and permits to rebuild to finding contractors and dealing with insurance. But Lyon says landscaping is a part of the process, and they're hoping to get information into the hands of people who at some point will need to deal with it.
The whole process is overwhelming, the process of recovery. It's almost like a grieving process if you have totally lost your home or lost the use of it, even with smoke damage after a fire. We talk about how to be prepared, how to minimize future damage should such a thing happen, which we always pray will not. We want people to do things that would minimize the chance of so much damage happening again, and hence the plantings, the vegetation, all that.
The FEMA team will be at the Green Thumb Nursery in Ventura from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Friday and Saturday, and 8:30 to 3:30 on Sunday. There's a variety of free literature available, and Green Thumb has experts on hand to answer questions about types of plants which are drought and fire resistant. In Ventura, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.